BBC News with Gareth Barlow. Senior US officials say President Trump will recognise Jerusalem as the capital of Israel later on Wednesday. He'll also direct the State Department to start the process of moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The decision will break years with years of US policy on the status of the disputed city, as well as the international consensus. Russia has reacted angrily to a decision by the International Olympic Committee to ban its participation in next year's Winter Olympics, following a report accusing it of systematic doping. The Deputy Speaker of the Russian Parliament called the ban a humiliation and an insult. One of Australia's most prominent clerics, the Catholic Archbishop of Adelaide, Philip Wilson, has appeared in court accused of covering up child abuse in the 1970s. If found guilty, he could face 2 years in prison. He says he's innocent. Firefighters tackling a huge wildfire in Ventura County, north of Los Angeles, say the blaze has crossed the main coastal highway and reached the Pacific Ocean. The fire has raged over more than 200,000 square kilometres. Nearly 30,000 people have been forced from their homes. A man is due to appear in court in London today, accused of a plot to kill the British Prime Minister. The BBC understands the alleged plot involved a plan to detonate an explosive device at the security gates leading to Downing Street and stab the Prime Minister in the chaos that ensued. A billionaire Eurosceptic businessman, Andrej Babiš, will today be formally confirmed as Prime Minister of the Czech Republic. Having failed to form a coalition, he'll lead a minority government that may need support from the communists and from a far-right party that opposes immigration. France's biggest rock star, Johnny Hallyday, has died aged 74 after a battle with lung cancer. In a career spanning 5 decades, he's sold more than 100 million records, worked with some of the industry's biggest stars, and headlined 50 major tours. World News from the BBC.